escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, hello Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Weird quills on your tongue.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Hey, Ken, whenever I've had anything that's got pot in it, you can taste it. So I don't get how that guy didn't.
Man, it depends if you know what pot tastes like.
It depends on the butter.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I've had, man, you're right. I have had it where I'm like, ooh, that's way over the top. I've also had it when it was in spaghetti. And first of all, you don't put butter in spaghetti.
Mm-mm.
So I'm not sure, but it was in the meatballs, and I don't put butter in my meatballs. But I mean, you could not tell. You ate that spaghetti sauce, man, and you were smiling. It was pretty good way to do it.
That sounds like good spaghetti. Well, my story is actually about my my son Crew, who's a big fan of the show. He's in the truck with me right now. He's 8.
Oh, nice.
What's up, Crew?
What's up, Crew?
Your dad's taking you to McDonald's.
Your dad will eat your brownies.
Your dad's taking you to Disneyland.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah.
He was like 3, and he'd never gotten into anything before. And one night we were just about to have dinner, and he comes to the table, or you know, we get him in his high chair or whatever, and we're noticing he smells like lavender. We're like, what the heck is this? What's going on here? And then we realize we're kind of like looking around, and we realize there's like a little bottle of lavender oil on the ground. And I mean, it was just a few ounces. It was like one of those, like you put it above like a candle in like a little dish, and it makes the room smell like lavender.
Well, okay, good. I was going to ask, why do you have lavender?
I would still be concerned with that.
But yeah, we were like, okay, not a big deal. There's a little bit, there's like some alcohol in it, but you know, it was like a small vial, like I said, and he drank like half of it. I'm like, maybe not a big deal. Let's just kind of keep an eye on him. We're sitting at the dinner table, and then progressively, he starts getting like super drunk, and it was really bizarre to see our 3-year-old like starting to like kind of, you know, his eyes are getting droopy, his head's nodding, he's slurring his words. He
starts saying this.
Like,
he looks at you. He's like, "Guys like us, man.
We gotta get through this."
Yeah.
We're high-fiving across the table.
Dropping the C word.
That was like, and then, you know, I was trying to play it cool, but then it was like, okay, time to head to the ER. We piled him in the truck, and he's in his car seat in the back, and then, of course, he throws up all over the place, and it stunk like lavender. And
hey, that's not the worst.
Hey,
that's actually not the worst.
I've smelled a lot of vomit, man. I'll take lavender out of any of the ones that I've smelled.
That's probably true, but it definitely did ruin lavender. Now anything I smell lavender on anything, I'm like, oh, God, right. Get it away. No, thank you.
So what does the doctor say when you get him? Like, your kid is hammered?
Yeah, kind of. Well, it was actually during COVID. So when we got there, they only let one parent into the ER with the kid. So my wife went in with him. I went home, and I got to clean the car seat out. And basically, like, I got a call a couple hours later. She was like, everything's fine. They're just going to observe him for a while. And he was totally fine. But first kid. Had to take all the precautions.
Well, of course. No, I would. I mean, hey, you don't know what's in there. It could be something. Yeah. It could be chemicals in there.
Be glad it's alcohol. Really, honestly, man. I mean, like, because Miles is right. Of all the things your kid could drink, because at least your story's funny.
Yeah.
My kid got drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hey. And I don't think he likes lavender anymore either, do you? No, he's shaking his head.
Yeah. Lavender is a female thing.
I mean,
lavender ice cream. You see who gets this stuff at Molly Moon. You know, it's always.
Maybe use like lavender oil, kind of like for like scent.
I guess.
Like around the house.
I'm indifferent to it. I'm more of a citrus guy. If you're gonna go something,
I'm more like sandalwood. You know, when I feel like flower goes female.
You're not wrong, Miles.
I'm more like, what does sandalwood
I'm more,
however, smell?
I'm more like linen, clean linen. You know,
right? I get it.
Something out in nature, like a forest tree or something crap like that.
I know what you're saying, but also if I go into a place and I smell lavender, I'm just happy.
I'm with you, and I think it does great stuff.
Yeah,
like just the scent alone.
That's why I'm with citrus. Why don't they make a candle that smells like fresh bread? Right. Everyone says they have to smell the fresh
Subway. The Subway candle.
Yeah, exactly.
They have to. They have candles for
everyone. Thinks it smells great, so you go. They have fresh linen because everyone likes the smell of that. But like fresh baked bread, specifically Subway, and we know it doesn't qualify as bread in some countries.
It smells.
Doesn't matter. Smells really, really.
That's one of the great smells about a pizzeria. It's just the bread dough, man. Cooking on that over the pizza, man. Because you can't really smell the sauce as much.
No,
cheese.
It's the smell.
You're basically just smelling the bread, the crust, which is like my least favorite part of the pizza.
It is, but it smells good.
The best part of it.
Oh, yeah. It's like a donut shop.
Yeah, that's
another
scent.
You walk in and you're like, oh.
Do they have like a barbecue candle? Seriously, like the smell of barbecue.
They have Christmas cookies. They have a lot of stuff. I'm about to switch my candle, by the way.
You're getting down to the are you changing for the season?
Yes.
Okay.
It's about time.
Are you going autumn?
The PSL?
What is your autumn candle?
Macintosh apple.
Macintosh apple.
All right. What do you have right now?
Red or green apple?
That's a red one.
Okay.
What's your summer scent?
Oh, something like Miles, like beach or linen.
Dead crab on the beach.
Now, do you have four different ones or you just go two? Because Seattle's pretty much the same from like September to June.
So
right?
You get into like I'll start with like an apple one. And then once we get like a 65 degree day, you pull out like kind of the pumpkin spice one. Then as you get towards the holidays, you get like a pumpkin pie one. And then maybe a sugar cookie one in the back.
Now, do they have candles that are gag candles?
I'm sure they do.
In other words,
like
something
awful.
Dead seal on the beach.
Right.
Oh, not quite that graphic, Miles.
No, seriously. Dead whale.
Not that graphic.
But it's a gag gift. It's a gag gift, like, you know, a chili diarrhea. I mean, do they have something
you'd be,
like...
You'd be better with a chili diarrhea than a dead whale.
It would be like for like a bass.
He said
part.
Dead seal. Let's
dead
be very
seal,
clear.
But why would I
dead
like
dead caught on the beach?
If, well, even if you bought it for me.
It's a gift. You don't know that it smells like dead seal. That's why it's a gift. When you light it, it smells like a seal died on the beach and you brought it home.
Like you peeled it. There's two labels on it.
Right. The first one smells like lavender.
The first thing says, like, oh, this is going to be great coconut.
They got prank candles on Amazon. This one.
But then you pull it off and you see like dead possum.
Apple pie to stank prank.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that's all it is. Like they got fresh roses, they got vanilla, but it's just when you light it up, it just smells like a fart.
All right. See, someone's already thought of that.
Vanilla to dirty fart.
Okay, look. Hey. They do that. What's the white elephant Christmas, whatever.
Yeah, right. Vanilla to dirty fart.
I'm buying some of those and throwing
it
in, dude.
That's awesome.
I'm throwing that in.
In that case, I'm with you.
Yeah, because you know the chicks will fight for those. Like, dude.
It's like icing someone.
Yeah.
You know,
stinky
like
candle
on.
Company. You got chlorine. You've got gasoline. This one is...
Well, I kind of like the smell of gasoline.
Yeah.
Fart. You got dill pickles.
Oh.
There's your fresh bread is in there.
All right. All right.
Potting soil.
Oh, damn.
Leather. Grandma's clean floor wax.
Well, that's not the worst. Intentional or not, what did you eat that you shouldn't have? 206-803-ROG.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well.
So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, Roberto. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcheronis.
Hola.
Yeah, this is Roberto the Magnificent, the juggler. How you guys doing?
Hey, you're back. All right, man.
Yep. So my story takes place back in 1991. I just turned 21 at that point, and I was having a housewarming for my first property that I purchased. So I had a bunch of friends over, and we're all hanging out, doing a barbecue, putting together some steaks on the barbecue, threw together a shrimp salad type thing and all this and that. And we're drinking, sitting back, having some beers. We're drinking some Lowenbrows. Remember back in the day?
Oh, yeah. Weekends. That was my dad's beer, man.
Yep. And so we're all drinking beers and, you know, had our barbecue and everything. And I take a big drink of the beer and just look. I'm like, what? And I just chugged it down. And my buddy goes, dude, that was my beer that I've been spitting my chewing tobacco.
Holidays were made for Lowenbrow.
And it was like, because I thought, I was like, as I chugged it down, I was like, is there like a raw oyster in this thing or what? And
yes, there was. Oh, delicious.
And then instantly I was just like, dude, not cool. And I'm like, everybody, just leave. Everybody go. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah, everyone.
Ended the party? Yeah.
And it ended the party because about 5 minutes after everyone left, I just was hurling for like 30 minutes straight, just puking.
No, and the mint never goes away. I've done that once. My buddy drank bong water out of a shot glass for whatever reason, for cash at a party one night.
I'm sure, yeah.
He got sick and high. I didn't realize you could get high off that.
Yeah, think about it.
Oh, I know. It's kind of like an edible. In theory, it makes sense. That was just not...
at the time,
it was about the taste
and
the smell, not the fact that you could get really stoned.
So, Roberto, I'm curious, what have you swallowed or eaten on purpose based on your performances? Or is that something you just don't do?
Yeah, I mean, when I'm doing my shows, I don't really eat beforehand because I'm jumping around on a pogo stick and unicycling around and getting all, you know, pretty active show, so I don't really eat much before the shows. But I do recall hooking up with a buddy of mine who has his wife is from Thailand, and we had some salad one night, and I'm like, oh, what's this, like tapioca? What's this? And he's like, no, those are ant larvae.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And at first I thought, I was like, oh, this is pretty good. But then as soon as he told me that, I was like, I don't think I like this.
This is exactly why I don't like tapioca pudding. I don't like cottage cheese. Anything in that world like that. It looks like maybe little maggots can be involved. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. I don't know why.
It had lime juice on it and some cilantro and things like that. And I was like, yeah, this is pretty good. What is this? And he's like, yep, ant larvae. I'm like, ah.
Yep, out.
No, thank you.
Yep, I agree, man.
Yeah, sometimes if you get it in your head, something like you don't like it anymore, it's hard to go back to it.
It really is. It absolutely is.
Like, I thoroughly like cottage cheese, but you're right. If you have a weird texture thing with it, it's not good.
I actually like cottage cheese. I did not know I liked cottage cheese till we had kids. Then we bought cottage cheese. I tried it. I'm like, this is delicious. But the consistency is like someone put mozzarella in their mouth, chewed it up for you, and spit it back in a cup.
Correct.
But I was okay with that. I really was, man. It tasted good enough.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin.
see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.